Back in March, a crisis struck in Montrose. Public facilities at recreation centers and parks closed because of the pandemic. Homeless individuals who relied on these locations for showering and restrooms couldn't use them. The city of Montrose provided a few stopgap measures for its estimated 200 homeless residents, such as porta-potties and wash stations, but didn't provide an option for showers. A group informally called the Housing Collaboration, consisting of area nonprofits and local governments, is working on a long-term plan to address homelessness and housing in the area. But the process is slow. So in the meantime, facing a growing crisis, the collaboration came up with an interim solution.
So we decided to do a hotel voucher program.
That's Abby Brewer with Housing Resources of Western Colorado. The voucher program pays for temporary lodging at local motels so those experiencing homelessness can shower and have a safe place to sleep for up to several weeks. Participants can get a voucher more than once. Brewer says $40,000 from multiple sources, including local and state governments and nonprofits, funds it. The program started in late April. It's part of a patchwork of services for the homeless in Montrose. It fills in some of the gaps, but not perfectly. So far, about 80 people have used the hotel voucher program, including 68-year-old Maria, who's raising two young grandsons. At the end of August, her landlord decided not to renew her lease, and she found herself homeless for the first time.
I always working. Never thought I'd be this way. It's just hard to handle, you know. I can't tell my little guys, oh, we don't have a home. We make it again.
Maria and her 3 and 4-year-old grandsons utilize the hotel voucher program for several nights. After spending more than 6 weeks homeless, Maria found a 2-bedroom, low-income apartment to rent. The voucher program is seeing less demand now that Lighthouse Montrose is open. The only homeless shelter in Montrose County, the faith-based nonprofit operates seasonally from November to the end of April. It opened a week early this season because of the cold. Lighthouse can sleep up to 30 individuals and primarily serves single male adults. Shelter officials say capacity hasn't been an issue this season. Gary Martinez is the president of the Missions Board of Directors.
Some of the people who would normally come to us aren't coming to us. We've been hosting between 14 and 18 individuals per night.
Martinez believes some individuals are staying away from the shelter due to the fear of contracting the coronavirus. He says the shelter requires face masks, takes temperatures, conducts health surveys, and regularly cleans and sanitizes the facility. So far, the shelter has experienced one COVID-19 outbreak, with 4 people testing positive and forcing a 10-day lockdown. Lighthouse leases a building from the city of Montrose to operate the shelter. Martinez says the organization is offering to buy the facility or build a permanent shelter in another location. However, with a second option, the organization keeps running into zoning issues.
I think the city of Montrose, and in some cases individuals within the city of Montrose, aren't fully recognizing the need and the consequences for not addressing the need of the homeless.
Montrose City Manager Bill Bell says that isn't true. He says the problem is finding a suitable location.
That's where we're struggling now is the not in my backyard syndrome, which is very common on this issue across the country, and we're still searching for just a great location.
Martinez also works with another faith-based nonprofit that serves the homeless called Shepherd's Hand. The organization recently leased a building downtown that it's remodeling. Martinez says it will soon be a day center where the homeless and other people can get a shower, eat a hot meal, and do laundry. He says it will also be a central location for food distribution and hopes it will be a one-stop shop for social services such as counseling. The day center will be open to the public and available as a community meeting space.
The need for not only food but community resources is great among the low-income individuals of this community, not just the homeless.
Advocates for the homeless say a day center would be a good start to addressing homelessness in the community. The problem, city officials say, is the building isn't zoned for a day center and wasn't officially approved. Shepherd's Hand plans to open the facility sometime in the coming months, despite the city's objections. However, other long-term solutions are needed. Programs like hotel vouchers and a seasonal shelter aren't enough. So the Housing Collaboration is working on a 5-year plan that outlines how Montrose aims to address and tackle homelessness in the community. Again, Abby Brewer.
So the 3 main goals are really about crisis management and how organizations can work together to really help and assist people that are experiencing homelessness, and also developing supportive housing, as well as meeting the market.
The plan was slated for release last fall, but that didn't happen. Brewer says the pandemic is slowing progress because the group can't meet in person.
You know, everybody's pretty zoomed out.
Brewer says the collaboration hopes to release a draft of their plan in the next few months. Next door to Montrose is a community that's already implemented a plan to address homelessness. Beverly Lampley is with Grand Valley Catholic Outreach in Grand Junction. For over 20 years, she's worked with the homeless in Mesa County, where the homeless population is estimated to be about 1,000 people.
We are a very collaborative community, and we have about 42 agencies in our Coalition for the Homeless.
She points to many successes in Mesa County.
62 units of affordable housing for chronically homeless individuals, 160 VASH vouchers for chronically homeless veterans.
It's lengthy.
A program for unaccompanied youth that has a shelter, has transitional housing programs, and now has a 34-unit permanent supportive housing complex open. All because of this group working together.
The coalition released a 10-year plan to address homelessness back in 2010, and Lampley says that plan didn't sit on a shelf.
We reviewed that 10-year plan, first every 6 months, then every year, to see where we'd gone, and we set goals. And we just did that review not too long ago, and it was amazing how many of the things that we had projected as, oh, just pie in the sky, we have been able to do.
She says it's key for all parties working on the issue, including nonprofits and local governments, to be on the same page. In Grand Junction, advocates brought the opposition on board. That didn't happen right away. It came through meetings and showing the direct impact of programs for the homeless. Back in Montrose County, Abby Brewer says the community is looking to Grand Junction as a model.
Well, number one, I feel like that they've really done the work. And so they understand what's going on with homelessness. They've been doing it for a really long time. I've been in and out of some of the meetings that they've had, and I've kind of taken some of those ideas and sprinkled them throughout our Montrose Housing Collaboration.
Brewer says the Housing Collaboration needs to finish its plan for addressing homelessness and housing in order to move forward. Once that happens, change is possible, but it will take time, teamwork, community support, and follow through to see results. Reporting from Montrose, I'm Laura Palmisano.